What you are hearing is the inevitable sound of change happening to this frequency.
We are live, Mojo 50 Radio. That is the iHeart Radio station. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Monster of Truth. You can also find the truth always at redvoicemedia.com, as well as wherever I might be found on social media at Real Stu Peters. I will no longer be found on YouTube, and I'm going to tell you why. I have been demonetized and prohibited from ever posting again on YouTube. Once again, the big tech giant strikes Stu Peters, strikes Patriotically Correct, strikes Red Voice Media, as we are revealing the truth. I spoke about the truth and I was banned. And so I'm going to tell you why. It was because of a Silicon Valley woke reporter at some rag washed up newspaper who wrote an article, basically an open letter to YouTube. They're right across the street from each other, folks. This publication and YouTube headquarters, Silicon Valley, they're all pedophiles. They all run together. And basically he bullied them into deplatforming me on YouTube. So once again, I have been out there. I'm going to tell you all about that. Also, I have a tremendous drops. Look at this. Look at all this intel. These are actual classified documents that have been leaked now by my insider, by my law enforcement source, who has access to classified documentation that tells the real story about the siege and assault on law enforcement, what the media will not tell you about what's really going on, organized riots, people from all over the country getting on buses, 20 to 40 buses coming into the Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities metropolitan area, directly tied to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The media will never tell you that because lawlessness has become legalized, crime has become legalized, and you and I are the real criminals, the real violent insurrectionists. Also, we will have shots fired with Deanna Lorraine as we go back to back with Action Jack, and she is going to tell us about Caitlyn Jenner. That guy is running for office in California, but first we bring in Carlos Cortez live from the Cortez Wealth Management headquarters in the sunshine state, there we go, of Florida, home of the America First Retirement Plan. Carlos Cortez, welcome to Patriotically Correct.
Hey, thanks for having me, Stu.
Of course.
I'm sorry about YouTube.
Hey,
terrible.
It happens. You know what? My supporters will pick up the ball. We will find a way. Hey, where one door closes, others open. We will be just fine.
Yep. If God can provide for the birds in the sky, he can provide for his people.
That's right.
The way I look at it.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Today in the markets, it's, you know, yesterday was down. Day four was down. Today it's up 300 something points. You know, and what typically happens to is people, they go bargain shopping. So when you see quality stocks that are defensive growth or pro Biden, a lot of newbie investors will keep on buying it. Even institutions, money managers, as we head into a new quarter here, they like to do rebalancing around April and May. So you're going to see a lot of volatility once the big money starts shifting around and Q1 numbers start to come out. What it means to our listeners is that be prepared for a volatile market in 2021. Contact our office on strategies on how you can protect your principal with our America First Retirement Plan. But there's really not a lot of options for people that are in 401ks and IRAs when it comes to safety and growth, Stu. It's scary out there. We're getting a lot of calls of, I kid you not, we have a client on the other coast. He's calling me. I won't give any specifics, but he does have several million dollars in his 401k. He cannot access his 401k, and he's thinking about actually quitting his job because he's turning 60. He's turning an early 60 number, and it's better for him to quit his job and roll over his own funds, because what we're seeing is we're seeing like a Nazi communist type of socialist agenda when it comes to plan administrators, where they're not having access to any of their funds. It's terrible. So,
well, the way to beat the communism, the way to beat the fascism and the socialism is to do business with an independent fiduciary. There he is, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Give him a call. 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Do business with a God-fearing, America First patriot. Coming up right after this, I am going to tell you about this YouTube ban. I'm telling you, this is absolutely unbelievable. Once again, the monster of the dictators, the communists, strike the patriots. Well, on April 19th, of course, this show was on. Patriotically Correct is live, Mojo 5.0 iHeartRadio, weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. We can also be found everywhere that you get your favorite podcast, and all of our truthful content can always be found at redvoicemedia.com. So on that particular day, of course, everyone was anxiously awaiting the long-anticipated verdict from the intimidated, coerced, and politically influenced jury that would be deciding the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. I weighed in on the incident that involved career criminal George Floyd, the man who's been to prison 9 different times, the convicted home invader, the man that held a gun to the abdomen of a pregnant woman and threatened to blow her unborn child through her back and all over the wall behind her if she didn't give up her belongings. I expressed my disgust for the lack of transparency by the media, the way a violent thug could be revered as a hero, the way that factual medical analysis by an expert could be ignored in a court of law. I was painting a truthful picture about the fallout from the trial, the anticipated violent riots in major cities across America, specifically democratically controlled cesspools of filth and corruption where lawlessness runs rampant and where crime has been legalized. I expressed a little bit of my frustration, the way I've been feeling as I watch a family become millionaires at the expense of the taxpayer to the tune of over $27 million. Think about that, $27 million. After the city of Minneapolis made payment before a verdict was in, and I factually pointed out how the jury could have easily been influenced by that intentionally designed timing, among other atrocities. For example, Maxine Waters, a sitting member of the United States Congress, coming here to Minneapolis to incite a violent insurrection as she encouraged domestic terror groups to become, quote, more confrontational. I mean, folks, we watched as a sitting president, Donald J. Trump, we watched him go through a phony impeachment hearing twice. The second at which time Maxine Waters and her criminal cohorts like Ilhan Omar here from Minnesota, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, you know, members of the squad, the puny prick Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, call for the removal of a man that encouraged patriots to be peaceful. After a while, with the hypocrisy being as bold as it is, it tends to get under the skin of a critically thinking person who can look objectively at several situations and then easily come to the conclusion that there are different sets of rules for certain classes of people. These elites consider themselves far and away above those that supposedly elected them and sent them to their seemingly endless positions of power and authority. So after posting that video on YouTube, the monetized channel where I make a few bucks every month, a woke journalist called Ethan Barron penned an opinion piece in the Silicon Valley media outlet called the Mercury News. The headline read, quote, Google hosts YouTube video making false claim about George Floyd. Fake claim posted on day of final arguments in the trial of killer cop. Now, Red Voice Media received a media request from the hack writer who was asking for clarity on the video, stating that I falsely accused George Floyd of being a rapist. There's nothing false about what I said. I don't make false statements on this platform. I may be wrong on certain specific occasions. Some of my predictions might not come to fruition, and I admit when I'm wrong, but here I wasn't. I don't participate in slander or defamation like the Mercury News does. This outlet published a piece calling me a liar. They made that claim publicly. They publicly said that I was lying on a global platform and that I was making money doing it. Now, there's a couple of points here that I want to clear up before I get to how this radical left-wing communist state-controlled bought and paid for writer is wrong and could easily be sued for calling me a liar in a horribly written article published in this rag journal that gets distributed, I think, exclusively to the Silicon Valley Marxists over at YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. I mean, their distribution can't be much larger than that. But the first point is that I don't make a killing on YouTube here. I don't make $1 million every year to host Patriotically Correct. And as a matter of fact, I walked away from a career that set up my family rather nicely as a bail enforcement agent responsible for investigating and jailing violent criminals. I gave that up to come here to this microphone where I investigate and report on criminals. Most of them in our government. Some of them write for Silicon Valley newspapers. Some of them sit behind desks in executive offices at big tech companies. Some of them are in Hollywood. I investigate and report on criminals. My passion and relentless pursuit of the truth is worth the monetary sacrifices that my family has made, and I stand by every single word that I say, including that George Floyd is a rapist. And that it's disgusting that Satanists worship scum like him, prop him up as a representation of black people, only illustrating how the minority of the minority is forever screwing it up for the majority of the minority. George Floyd is a criminal. He doesn't represent black people. He represents George Floyd. He's a rapist. And the majority of black people would be disgusted by the unfair, stereotypical grouping and overt racism by the left's categorization of all blacks being associated with this rapist called George Floyd. Now, before I get to the defamation by this woke radical liberal Ethan Barron, I want to make one thing very clear. I will never sell out the truth. I will never sell you down the river for money, and that's exactly why just a week ago, stories broke all over the place about me, Stu Peters, ending negotiations with major broadcast networks and choosing to remain right here where I can be completely honest, opine with freedom, and allow real America First advertisers to benefit from a platform that recognizes the United States of America as the greatest republic the world has ever known, a nation that's proud to shine under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I will never bow to any man. I will never apologize for any of that. So while this Ethan skinny jeans guy was writing this hit piece, doing what leftists, communists do best, trying to cancel the truth, hitting me where he thinks it hurts, taking money off the table where my kids eat, YouTube, of course, bowed down to their little brown shirt teacher's pet that takes orders from the CCP-influenced regime, and they demonetized my entire channel. Now, I'll just be totally candid with you, because that's what I do. I'll just be 100% transparent, and I can back all of this up with my income tax filings, but I make about $1,200 a month on YouTube. $1,200. I mean, it's not bad, but it doesn't even begin to cover the mortgage. It doesn't make me rich, but it helps to ease the financial burden for a man of principle that believes this calling to be of importance. And that's gone now. YouTube sent me a message that read, quote, "Your channel is no longer eligible to monetize. After reviewing your application, we found that your channel doesn't follow all of YouTube's monetization policies. Our reviewers found that your channel contains the following: harmful content, content that focuses on controversial issues and that is harmful to viewers." Well, let me just say, first of all, this doesn't surprise me. Communists are going to communize. This is totally expected because I'm just the little guy. And the almighty big tech companies have proven that they're untouchable. They hold a certain power, a power so great that even a sitting president does nothing about, like Section 230, before leaving office, despite President Trump promising to dismantle these predatory animal liars. YouTube, along with Ethan Barron, push propaganda. They're liars that protect criminals. They protect pedophiles. And now they're taking money away from a truthful broadcaster to protect a rapist. George Floyd is a rapist. And they have taken away my income, the money that helps to feed my kids, to protect this violent piece of garbage. Now, let me be clear. This has nothing to do with Derek Chauvin. He's been convicted. That's not the premise of the message here. We're not discussing that. You all know that I have a lot to say about that trial, and it's inarguable the influence as coming out now by a juror who said that she was fearful. She was afraid that she would be doxxed and that her house would burn down, that riots would continue if she didn't come with a guilty verdict. There's an appeal coming, which more than likely will be won. But after the widely known sexual association with the word, let me just show you. Rape is defined as an outrageous violation. Well, George Floyd did prison time for 9 different outrageous violations, including holding that gun to that stomach of an expecting mother and threatening to end the lives of her and her unborn child if she didn't hand over what rapists want. Rape is further defined as an act or instance of robbing or despoiling or carrying away a person by force. It's right there. The definition is right there, and George Floyd's criminal history is public information. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. And if you want to sympathize with a rapist, then that's you. Do you. But nobody, including you, Ethan Barron, including YouTube, is entitled to their own set of facts. And the fact is, George Floyd is a rapist. Now, I know who I'm talking to. I know who's here. I know who gathers with me every day. I know that the majority of the 72,000 subscribers, excuse me, on that YouTube channel, I know who they are. I don't go to happy hour with them, but I know how they feel because of the over 25,000 views on that video. I think 26,000 now. Put it up on the screen. I don't know what it is. The majority of them agree. As a matter of fact, zoom in on that over there. There's only about 10 people that disagree out of the over 2,200 responses. And out of those 10, I could reasonably speculate that the majority of them are either domestic terrorists associated with Antifa and BLM, or they work with Ethan Barron at the Mercury News. Well, just so you all know, I'm going to stand by my words. George Floyd is a rapist, and that's been proven by documentation. In addition, I'm going to stick by my promise to stay right here. I'm not going anywhere. YouTube may have been able to take money away from a hardworking patriot that's proud of his country and stands by law and order, but they cannot take the truth away from over 80 million people that already know the truth. YouTube thinks they're the big guy that can just bully little guys like me, and today they may have won. I will concede that. But in the end, nobody is bigger or more powerful than the gospel. Nobody can deny the truth. And one day, those that live next to the devil will be defeated. Let it be known that one enemy cannot stand against a nation united. Incredible deal for today, folks. An incredible 50% off site-wide deal at Verve Forever. That is the CBD company that I do business with. It is the CBD company that you should do business with because they are veteran-owned, patriot-owned, USA 100% thoroughbred American-owned, sourced right here in the United States. Tim Klund is a veteran of the United States Air Force. He also farms his CBD right here in Colorado. He's out checking on his farms all the time. This stuff can help you with your physical ailments. If you have joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, maybe you just had surgery, maybe you have that constant migraine headache that you deal with, maybe you're dealing with allergies, or maybe it's something more psychological along the lines of stress and anxiety. Everybody's got that. CBD stuff is a natural way of dealing with all of this, and now you get 50% off, normally for veterans, now for everybody, by going to americafirstoil.com and using the promo code VET50, that's VET50, for 50% off site-wide on all of these natural and holistic products. The top quality products in the CBD line online at the most affordable prices have now gotten even more affordable. 50% off site-wide at Verve Forever. Mention my name when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstOil.com. Use the promo code VET50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. You know, I'm sorry to rant, but it does. It makes you upset when you go through this classified documentation. You look at the stuff that the media will not bring you. The stuff that police command staffs, they have intel ahead of time that there are organized and funded groups, domestic terror groups, Antifa. They have been labeled a domestic terror group by former AG Bill Barr. They are. They're a terrorist organization. They are full of violent insurgents that come to your city, your neighborhood. They burn it down. They light it on fire. They burn it down. And then they get paid to go to the next city. They jump aboard these buses, 20 to 40 buses. These cops had intelligence about 20 to 40 buses filled with people, filled with riot gear, gas masks, incendiary devices, soup cans to assault our cops. And these command staffs ought to be held responsible for the damage and the pain that has been inflicted on these cops, that I hope there is a mass exodus. I hope the blue flu takes over. I hope these cops do not respond to any of these calls for violence in these cities. And I hope that the command staffs have to answer to all of this and all of the reasons why they didn't address this. And the media should be held responsible for not addressing this and not exposing this information as well. We will always relentlessly pursue the truth here at Patriotically Correct. We are unafraid. We will never bow to the woke journalists or to big tech as we fight for the freedom of our fellow Americans. We deserve it. Too many brave men and women have given the ultimate sacrifice or signed up to make the ultimate sacrifice to protect your right to vote, to protect your freedom and individual liberty in this country, to let all of it go in vain. We will not stand for that, which is why we fight for our kids. We have been here multiple times discussing the potential negative health implications, the long-lasting, long-term implications, negative side effects that our kids could experience as a result of being permanently muzzled by ineffective face diapers as they wear these masks in their school all day long. They don't even recognize their peers. They can't see the gleeful smile of their classmates. And then they're expected to wear them while they exert themselves playing athletics, playing sports, playing hockey. But not only that, outdoor sports. Running back and forth in the middle of the heat of summer while they practice or play games of baseball. They're outdoors. Here to talk more about that for our daily segment, Shots Fired, is Deanna Lorraine. She's a political host, commentator, and she is a troublemaker. Deanna, welcome to Patriotically Correct. Thanks a lot for being here. We love you being here every day, by the way.
Thank you. I love you. I love being on here every day.
So do the listeners. Because we need truth tellers. We do. We need the truth, and we need unafraid people, and there's nobody more unafraid than Deanna Lorraine. What do you have for us today?
Well, you know, a video just went viral yesterday of a mother in Georgia approaching the school board, and it was a great video. You got to play it on your show. And it was just a 2-minute clip of her approaching them saying, "Why do we still have masks for our kids? My kids are 5, 7, and 8 years old, and they're forced all day, 8 hours a day, to wear masks, covering their mouth, covering their nose, not able to breathe all day long. And we all know that the percentage of people who recover from COVID as a kid, 99.8% recovery rate. It doesn't affect kids. It's just the rebranded flu." So she went off on the school board saying, "Why do we still have masks? We will not have masks anymore. Who's with me?" And I'm surprised a few people clapped in that whole place, in that whole auditorium. But why weren't there more? Why aren't more parents growing a pair like this mother, this lone mother, and a few out there? Why aren't as many of those Black Lives Matter riots with thousands of people protesting the streets and the stupid, idiotic teachers who keep on wanting to force the kids to not go to school and to do distance learning and masks? Why aren't there hundreds of thousands of mothers and parents all over the school, all over the U.S. and the world protesting to get those damn masks off their children's faces and get their children back into school and stop following these bogus social distancing rules? Stu, this is child abuse. You don't got to be a child psychologist to understand this is child abuse, plain and simple. You're having your kids play by themselves, isolated and alone at recess and at lunch. You have your kids unable to touch and hug other kids. You're having your kids forced to wear masks and not breathe during PE, during workouts, during football, during classes. You can't survive this as a kid. These kids are going to be so effed up when they grow up, if they're able to even physically survive this period of pain. It has been 1 year since 15 days to slow the spread and 1 year too much. And I'm just going to read this real quick, this article talking about how to get your kids to follow masks and social distancing guidelines at school. And this really stuck out for me. It said, how to make your impulsive kid understand social distancing at school, because kids are impulsive, having a hard time putting on their masks and the brakes. Well, all kids are impulsive, Stu. That's what's beautiful about kids, is they're joyful and they want to hug other people. They want to kiss other friends. They want to play. But that's not allowed anymore at school. It's saying it's a great thing to play red light, green light, if you remember that game, red light, green light.
I do,
and
yeah.
When your kid gets too close to you, put red light, or use a signal word, halt, when your kid gets too close to you as a parent or as a father, as a mother. As a teacher, when your kid gets too close to another kid, you're supposed to use signal words like red light or stop or halt. Can you imagine the psychological damage that this is inflicting on kids as they grow up? To be taught and conditioned not to hug other kids, not to touch or play, to think about everything before they even touch someone else, and that their peers are filthy, that their fellow humans, their fellow teachers, their mothers, their fathers are filthy, that they have to wear a mask to cover it. And I'll just say one thing. You know, I was at a water park last week in the Bahamas, and even in the water park, kids were forced to wear masks in there. They were so conditioned. They felt like they had to wear masks in the damn water park, going down the slides at the beach. And you couldn't approach a food station without having to wear a mask when you have sand on your feet from the beach. I mean, it is just insanity, but we need to protect our kids. And if they want to protect our kids, do what's best for them. Stop torturing them, because we all know that this is not about our health. This is not about our safety. This is a tool of submission and compliance. That's all that the mask and social distancing is. We need to stop this. If you're any kind of a decent parent, stop this before your kid have psychological trauma that they will never, ever able to recover from. Shots fired.
Wow. I agree with you. Absolutely. 1,000%. And Deanna, this stuff kind of trickles across our country, typically from coast across the flyover states to the other coast. It starts on the West Coast, where California is obviously, I mean, there's been talks that California may fall off the nation at some point. And
that's okay with me, Stu.
Go out into the ocean. Yeah, exactly.
Become its own other country, for God's sake, at this point.
And everybody that's from there, a so-called elected representative, we will call them an installed representative, you know, Nancy Pelosi, rules for thee, but not for me. She's sneaking in and out of her hair salon, getting her hair blowed out, right?
I tried to unseat her, Stu. I tried so hard, but the machine was just too powerful.
You know, but it'll happen. It will absolutely happen because of this great awakening. And there is a saving grace for California, though, now. There's a report that you sent me earlier. It appears that Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm dying to tell you. So Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, a.k.a., who still, you know, has his man parts, I believe. So Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner has decided today it's official. She will be running for governor in California, challenging Gavin Newsom. Now, I used to say for the past year, oh my gosh, anyone's better than Gavin Newsom. Anyone, just someone run against Gavin Newsom. But I don't know if this is one of those cases where anyone is better than Gavin Newsom, because Caitlin has been a proud Trump supporter in the years and a Republican her whole life. So on the plus side, they're going to be having, Arnold Schwarzenegger's previous, some of his strategists. Also, they're employing some of Trump's previous strategists and campaign operatives. So that could be good. They say that they're going to be fiscally conservative.
Well, not only from a policy perspective, but there will be similarities in the build. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner, right. the physique, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, there's a lot of similarities going on there, too. So physically, we may not notice much of a difference either.
Right, exactly. So on the one hand, I'm thinking, okay, if they go the whole Republican route, could that be better than currently gruesome Newsom? But you know as well as I do that this is all going to turn into identity politics once again. It's going to be the trans identity is going to be leading the race. And if she doesn't lead with the trans social agenda right now, he, she is going to be bullied into it at some point because this person has already proven to cave to the mob. She has apologized for her support of President Trump and his opposition to transgender and transphobia. So I know that this person is not strong enough to withstand the trans mob, the LGBTQ, YZ mob. And it's going to become just a big charade. And unfortunately, it's going to distract from the real issue, which is getting rid of Gavin Newsom. We need to get rid of him. And this is just another distraction. I'm tired of it. Can't any decent person, any decent conservative who's a patriot, run against Gavin Newsom and actually win?
Boy, I tell you what, for shots fired today, you came in here firing multiple shots in multiple different. I feel like I got a duck and run for cover here. But, you know, the
people, I'm on a good one today. On a good one.
Well, and we love it. It's Friday. We're a little relaxed. I love the shirt. Give me liberty. Yeah. That's right. You know what?
Or give me death. Yes.
The people who need to be running for cover are anybody that you take aim at. And most typically, they are criminal leftist communists, fascists that want to install this one world order where everyone is subservient to the state. And I'm telling you right now, as down as people get sometimes, I want to encourage people, do not get down. Because what we have a group of 80 million or more. There's got to be more than 80 million people who now, if you agree with me, Deanna, are awakened to all of this. They're keen on what it is that's going on. The blatant hypocrisy that's taking place out here with big tech, with YouTube, with Twitter, with Facebook, with these elected representatives that are doing whatever they want to while they're telling you to lock down and to go away. This is all. It's really easy to get down. But the positive here, the thing that you got to remember is we could never be in more of an advantageous position than we are right now because they have exposed themselves. They are out here every single day telling us, telegraphing what their plan is. And if we act accordingly, there's no way that they can defeat us because at the end of the day, all lies will be revealed and the truth will win. There is no defeating the gospel and we are one nation under God. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week, dear.
Sounds good, Stu. Bye.
He's here every day. He's our in-house financial expert. We talk to him because we trust him. He's an independent fiduciary. He's a God-fearing husband and father. He puts America first. It's the home of the America First Retirement Plan, Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here at Patriotically Correct. Now, I want to tell you, Carlos Cortez, the founder and CEO, is a good friend of mine. He's like a brother to me. He's a brother in Christ. Blood would not bring us closer together. Talked about him on InfoWars earlier this afternoon when I had my live show filling in for Alex Jones in the final hour. And I'm telling you that Carlos Cortez is somebody that I absolutely 100% trust sending you to check out your financial future, to put your financial future in his hands. If you're doing business with some chain, some franchise, some big, huge name company, trust me, you're a number there. Your financial advisor doesn't have the best package for you because they are forced into this group of packages that they have to then jam you into their box of packages. Don't be like that. Carlos Cortez is an independent fiduciary. He can keep all your investments right here in the United States, and he can build a platform, build a package around you and what your individual needs are, how old you are, how long you've been working the job, how much money you have stacked aside, whether you're into cryptocurrencies, real estate, maybe you're into stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment pension plans. He's an expert in all of it, and he can take care of you. This went a little long, but I'm telling you, you got to call him today, 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Cortez Wealth Management, home of the America First Retirement Plan. Visit him online right now at CortezWM.com. Well, we cover a lot of disturbing things here at Patriotically Correct, here at redvoicemedia.com, but nothing is more disturbing than when our police are under attack and the public is not being told anything about it. So recently, an anonymous source inside of law enforcement in the Minneapolis area here has provided documentation to Patriotically Correct at Red Voice Media showing just how bad it has become. Now, the reason that this whistleblower came forward is because law enforcement in large feels that their voices are not being heard and they're not getting any support from their woke command staffs, particularly in Minneapolis, where Chief Madaria Arredondo ignores the requests of law enforcement, knows about pre-planned riots, and despite the YouTube and Twitter and Facebook nonsense, Antifa, BLM activist, white guilt sympathizers, these Karens running around and saying, oh my God, it's all made up. It's all made up. Look at Stu Peters. He's a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. Antifa doesn't just fly all over the country to riot, but yes, they do. They're paid to. You haven't heard about how police were fired upon. From this document on April 13th, 2021 at 22:31 hours, which is 10:31 p.m., a St. Paul Police Department sergeant was working in a detail of unmarked SUVs while wearing street clothing and was stopped momentarily in the area of Hoyt and Barclay. The sergeant noticed a vehicle behind him, although the vehicle pulled into a driveway nearby. A short time later, a suspect from the vehicle that had pulled into the driveway fired multiple shots, striking the unmarked police SUV. The suspect vehicle then fled southbound Barclay to an unknown location. Barnes 10mm auto casings were recovered at the scene. This seems like a pretty serious attack on law enforcement. I wonder why it wasn't all over the media. Cops being shot at. This is an attempted police assassination in the city of St. Paul, completely uncovered by local or national media. Without the reporting here at Patriotically Correct, without a brave police whistleblower, an insider from a Twin Cities metropolitan area law enforcement agency coming forward, providing us with these intel reports, which the screenshots are available at redvoicemedia.com. Go look at them. The media will not report on the true assault on law enforcement. Now, we know that Portland has been on fire for hundreds of days. We know that. The media completely ignores as Antifa and BLM burn down cities. Folks, they're trying to kill cops. They're barricading police precinct doors shut, attempting to cement them shut while they ignite the building. Arsonists light the building on fire. These are attempted murders, attempted assassinations of our American police officers, unreported by the media. Complete silence. These lists go on and on. Death threats to a Chauvin trial witness from a document following the testimony of Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker on Friday, April 9th. Threats to the medical examiner began to appear online. In June of 2020, Dr. Baker ruled Floyd's death a homicide. He stated during his testimony that although fentanyl and methamphetamine levels may have played a role in Floyd's death, they were not the direct cause, and that his opinion regarding the matter of death remains unchanged. He said that in the trial. Now, a social media post read, quote, "I'm sorry, but Dr. Andrew Baker is dead meat walking. Floyd died from murder, not drugs, not heart disease, and not anything else. Let those who want to fix you, fix you. You're a part of the police plan over the years. This must come to an end now, starting with you." Death threats right online. Again, media silence. What about the attempt to breach the Brooklyn Center Police Department during the mostly peaceful protests, by the way, at the Brooklyn Center Police Department on April 13th? There was an attempt to breach the gate of the station. From the document, on 13 April at approximately 21:20 hours, it's 9:20 p.m., a vehicle attempted to breach the gate at Brooklyn Center PD. All of this stuff can be found online. These are all leaked documents, classified documents from law enforcement leaked to us. RedVoiceMedia.com carrying all of this. The aftermath. So how much damage was done in the Minneapolis metropolitan area? Documents detail the damage and show locations of 76 buildings that have reported damage and or vandalism as a result of current civil unrest as of 8:50 a.m. on April 13th. Folks, this is 10 days ago. 76 buildings. Media completely silent, local and national. The protests that have often evolved into violence and property damage were not spontaneous events. These crime sprees, these criminal actions had planning. They had tactics. They were carefully designed and methodically planned. Rioters traveled in from all over the country. And they even used surveillance techniques to obtain information from law enforcement. This is the first release of documentation right here at redvoicemedia.com, right here on Patriotically Correct. This is a giant story. I don't think people really understand the magnitude of this. People have become so desensitized to all of this, expecting these targeted assassinations on law enforcement, that this stuff just isn't news anymore. So back to Karen saying, Stu Peters, he's just a, He's just a conspiracy theorist. People aren't flying in from all over the country. People aren't on these buses. 20 to 40 buses were reported to have been expected in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities metropolitan area, carrying organized Antifa and BLM loyalists. These are insurgents. Now, the police department command staff in Minneapolis specifically knew about this. They had credible intel about this. They handcuffed their officers. They made them stand down. They provided none of this information to the media. Nobody was aware of any of this. The citizens of Minneapolis, the citizens of the surrounding suburban areas of Minneapolis and St. Paul have the right to know about an impending and looming imminent threat on the safety of themselves, their families, their children. But because of the woke, leftist, politicized command staffs inside of these police departments, inside of these sheriff's offices, and because the media turned their backs to all of this, people's lives were jeopardized. Kids' lives were jeopardized. Your kids walking from home to the bus stop. And listen, I have intel from a whistleblower here in Minneapolis, here in St. Paul, here in one of the law enforcement agencies here in the metropolitan area. But this is happening all over the country, where I'm sure that there are whistleblowers from other agencies who have information that they could send to me, stupeters@protonmail.com. Now, there is evidence of these protesters arriving in Minnesota from all over the country to engage in criminal activity in the name of justice. Information was obtained about a New Orleans-based individual posting on social media being in the area of unrest in the overnight hours of April 12th to April 13th. The individual is reporting to be able to move a crowd and is making calls to action to her supporters to get to Minneapolis throughout the next 2 weeks. This stuff is posted right on Facebook. This stuff is posted right on social media, right out there everywhere. Law enforcement knew about this stuff, did nothing to intercept any of these people, did nothing to stop these busloads of people from coming to the Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities metropolitan area with riot gear. It continues. From a document on April 12th, a citizen tip came into law enforcement indicating a Chicago-based subject booked a flight, claiming that they, quote, missed the last looting. Shit, I ain't missing this one. Minnesota, here I come. With a screenshot attached of travel information. So just how many out-of-state rioters were here? Well, the only thing that I have to judge on is the arrest stats, which, can we trust them? In a document obtained by Patriotically Correct, by Red Voice Media, by Ray Dietrich, the investigative reporter over at Red Voice Media, law enforcement reported 73 arrests on April 13th in the Brooklyn Center area. Of the 73 arrests, 10 were made of out-of-state people, out-of-state rioters. Something else not being reported, rioters used surveillance techniques to circumvent law enforcement. Apparently, the National Guard, the Minnesota National Guard, has been subject to surveillance from rioters. In this document, recent online chatter is indicative of surveillance being conducted upon members of the National Guard. Now, law enforcement has received several reports of these incidents involving suspicious vehicles appearing to conduct surveillance and photograph the National Guard's tactical vehicle staging areas. Folks, these are the police being instructed to stand down, to not do anything, to not engage any of these people. These people have intelligence, they have surveillance, they have counterintelligence, they have information that they have gathered on the tactical procedures of not only the police, but the National Guard troops who have families at home who have been deployed to protect the neighborhoods, the impoverished, less fortunate neighborhoods in the Twin Cities metropolitan area where completely out-of-state people who have no vested interest in the protection of these neighborhoods are coming in to incite this violence, led by none other than a U.S. Congressperson, Maxine Waters, who has no business here, by the way, in the state of Minnesota, from California, flew here and told people on the ground to get, quote, more confrontational. From another image obtained on 12 April, a Twitter post reported on State Patrol's movements based on radio traffic being monitored. The tweet read, quote, scanner at 1900. State Patrol is going to come up from the south and east, and they will issue the dispersal orders at that time. They will try and dissipate the crowd to the north after the announcements have been given multiple times. We'll keep pushing them north. The media reports on none of this. Now, this is an actual insurgence. This is actual insurgence with military, anarchist-type, militia-type tactics, gathering intelligence from those that are charged with the responsibility of protecting innocents in our community and in our communities across the country that have been the subject of targeted attacks, assassination attempts, drive-by shootings, completely unreported by the media. Now, this document is particularly troubling and indicates rioters were monitoring law enforcement radio chatter. Quote, open source information suggested some individuals were utilizing encrypted messaging applications to monitor unencrypted radio chatter and report law enforcement movements. Law enforcement should consider all unencrypted communication to be monitored. Well, we understand that people have scanners. We understand that there are curious Karens and that there are nosy neighbors that want to know what's going on in their community. And these scanners can be used for, harmless purposes in a lot of instances. I know many people that have police scanners that use them because they want to know what's going on in their community. But the question is, why do peaceful protesters need to monitor law enforcement communications? And just how well organized were these rioters? We can only judge by this classified law enforcement documents provided to us. Quote, an individual posted an image online that pictured approximately 28 gas masks and offered them to black organizers who plan to be protesting tonight, along with this following image. Look at this image. From another document on April 13th, a local activist group posted the image, pictured right here, guiding followers on what to wear to protest to stay safe. The image shows respirators, impact chemical goggles, black umbrellas, baklava helmets, and heat-resistant gloves. From April 11th in a law enforcement bulletin, quote, supplies for demonstrators were placed across the street from the Brooklyn Center PD. Included in the supplies are milk, water bottles, helmets, goggles, and hand warmers. Why do they need milk? Well, because they believe that the milk is going to reverse the effects of tear gas. Water bottles can be frozen and thrown at the police, much like the soup cans that we have already broken on Patriotically Correct, that President Trump accurately predicted would be used as weapons of assault against law enforcement. Soup for my family, they say. What do they need helmets for? Goggles for? Now, if you don't believe that these people were organized, fundraising was done to get more people into the Minneapolis area to, quote, protest. Here from another law enforcement bulletin on April 14th, a GoFundMe account was created for a Black Lives Matter organization out of Florida requesting donations to fund the members' travels to Minnesota and to, quote, support the Wright family and stand with them as they fight for justice for Dante. Folks, let me just remind you, and I have all of these classified documents, all of these screenshots are found at redvoicemedia.com. You can find them by going to redvoicemedia.com, which is now apparently the only truthful source of information available for anybody on the internet. I'm proud to be a part of it. I will always go to Red Voice Media. I will always use these stories. I mean, Ray Dietrich over here has done a phenomenal job of gathering all of this information from an insider, from a whistleblower. But I just want to remind you that in part of our previous reporting at Patriotically Correct, now we have interviewed journalists that were at the peaceful and patriotic Trump rally in Washington, D.C. on the 6th of January as a fraudulent stolen election was certified. We know from all kinds of evidence and in-person testimony, and I don't want to get too far into this because we have done this before ad nauseum, and we will do it again in different segments where it's more appropriate, but we know that this whole thing was set up by the left in an attempt to interrupt that congressional hearing, that meeting, and the certification of the fraudulent election under the guard, by the way, of 25,000 National Guard troops and being protected by electrified razor wire in Washington, D.C., the occupied city. Now, these people that were arrested by the DOJ, maliciously, fervently hunted down by the FBI, by our federal law enforcement agencies, people who were not even at the Ellipse, were not even at the Capitol, but happened to be in Washington, D.C. on other business, were harassed, were intimidated, were berated by federal law enforcement agencies. In one case, Noel Fritch, his pregnant wife, was harassed and intimidated multiple times. The guy was nowhere near the Ellipse, nowhere near the Capitol. But he happens to be an outspoken conservative, and that's why he was targeted. Sean Bradley Witzman, a journalist that appeared on this program, is facing 30 years in prison for taking pictures and video. He went through a door that was opened by police officers, by authority figures. In addition to that, we had a pregnant mother, 27-year-old mother, single mom, has a 10-year-old, went on a road trip to the peaceful and patriotic gathering on the 6th. She's now facing over 36 years in prison for walking through an open door. Now, all of these people set up GoFundMe accounts. All of these people set up crowdfunding accounts. And all of these people lost their GoFundMe and crowdfunding and Stripe accounts by these radical CCP-backed, communist regime-funded and controlled, manipulated crowdfunding big tech giants who will not allow funding for the legal defense of patriots who believe in the preservation of individual liberty and freedom, who were present at the Capitol on the 6th and participated in no violence, participated in no destruction of property, participated in no impeding of Congress. But they're looking at dozens of years, 30 years, decades in federal prison as a result of their mere presence on that day. Meanwhile, these people are burning down cities, attempting to assassinate law enforcement officers. Law enforcement command staffs are infected by the politicization of these radical woke leftists like Mayor Jacob Fry and Governor Tim Jong Walls in Minnesota. They answer to these people, turn their backs on the rank and file cops who are there to protect you and me and our families, and allow them to be subjected to this. Then allow them to raise money. GoFundMe, Stripe, all these other crowdfunding places, allow these people to raise money to create this insurgency, to create this targeted attack, to burn down cities, to destroy businesses, to rape people. And you would never know about it if a brave whistleblower from one of these law enforcement agencies had not provided these classified intel docs. Now, this is only one of the first that we are going to report at redvoicemedia.com. This stuff is very shocking, folks. The big question is, why do protesters need riot gear and police intelligence information to conduct peaceful protests? We know the answer to that. This is the first of many drops to happen right here. And we will continue to provide you the truth right here at redvoicemedia.com, right here on Patriotically Correct, as we continue in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Well, folks, we run out of time at about this time every single day. But before we go, I want to make sure that I remind you to go and visit our wonderful sponsors at Verve Forever. Now, Verve Forever is the American-owned, Patriot-owned CBD company that I tell you every day to do business with. If you're doing your CBD business elsewhere, I know that everybody gets busy, but don't forget to go to AmericaFirstOil.com today and get 50% off site-wide. Whether it's stuff that you want to use for physical pain or more psychological things like stress and anxiety, Verve Forever, the highest quality products at the most affordable prices. And now today, 50% off as Tim Klun is giving everybody the veteran discount. When you go to AmericaFirstOil.com today, just use the promo code VET50. VET50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. Also, we want to thank Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management, home of the America First Retirement Plan. Don't do business with anybody else. Don't put your financial future in the hands of a pro-Biden advisor. Do business with Carlos Cortez. Visit him online today at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Make sure that if you have a tip or a story, that you send me an encrypted email, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. You can call me and leave a message anytime at 877-45-WARRIOR. Again, 877-45-WARRIOR. Don't forget, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the